everybody. Welcome to Expert Talk. I'm Tego. Guess what? We made it to season two. I'm so excited. And today we've got Mr. Steve Larson. Now, you may not know who he is right now, but trust me, you want to know who this guy is. He's making a difference. He's changing the way you do internet like you would not believe. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price, with our fast turnaround times, and a quality of work that can't be beat. We look forward to working with you.
How you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, man. This is like season two for me, and I am so excited that you're like guest one for season two. I can't believe it. So excited.
I'm pumped about it. This will be great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first thing I got to ask, Capitalist Pig. Where did that come from? Why do you do it? It's everywhere.
It was kind of by accident. Half of it was by accident. The other half was very much on purpose. When I was in college, I decided to join the Army. And then I enlisted, came back. And I was like, you know what? That was back in a time in my life when I thought I was going to maybe make military a career. And so I was like, I'm going to go become an officer. And so there's this semester where all we did was study war. And study wars and battles and historically who moved against who. And it looks like football plays, you know, someone drawn, they move this way and they, that guy maneuvers that way. And at the end of this big long semester, this historian, brilliant professor guy, this teacher, you know, he leans back and he says something that changed my marketing life. And it's led to this, not immediately, but he sits back and he goes, you know, when you think about it and you look at all these wars, he's like, I've never seen a war start because of social issues. I've always had a war, you know, I've always seen the wars start because of rights, a violation of rights, not social issues. And I had never considered that there was a difference, right? Like, and that stuck in my mind. And that one statement stayed in my mind. And when I started several years later, kind of getting into the marketing, well, I was into the marketing scene by then already, but I realized that. So I'm building these products and I'm putting these things out and I'm doing things on the internet. And I realized that one day, oh my gosh, a marketer has one of two choices, really. You can either create noise, and creating noise is really a lot of work, right? You got to stand where people aren't and be like, look at me, look at my products, you know, and like make all this noise and waving your arms around. Or the second option a marketer can do is you can just align with where noise already is. That's a lot easier. It means they get to ride on conversations and arguments and opinions that already exist. So I did not create the argument between capitalism versus socialism. It already exists, but I am definitely standing in something that I believe in and standing on the back of that noise and selling my products off the back of it. And so that's why that happened. And to be a capitalist pig, you know, like it's kind of to throw it in people's faces who call that almost as a derogatory thing. I'm like, well, call me that, right? I'm helping the economy turn around. Like, what are you gonna do? It's on my shirt, son, right? You know what I mean? So I get a little bit, yeah, anyway. So it's on my shirt. And so I go out, and what you find when you start doing this is you're gonna get a lot of haters. A lot of thick skin is required to do a move like that. But you also get a lot of people who are just like, thank you. Like, you're saying what I don't have the courage to, or I finally can say what I believe in a symbol in public without opening my mouth, you know. And it's been fascinating how much this symbol has become a message. And but it was behind on that principle. I'm aligning with a social issue because it's already noisy. That's where it came from.
You know, one thing for sure, when I first started in this game, I started my first business when I was 10. Yeah. And when I first started in this game, one of the first things I learned was you don't judge a book by its cover. Yeah. Because your cover, I met you kind of, sort of, as my coach, you know, in that one-away challenge, right? And you come out and you're like, bah! And I'm like, okay. So I learned to hit the mute button for like the first 30 seconds. I'm like, I'm going to wait for it. And then you got really smart and didn't do it in the first 30 seconds. I'm like, okay. And then you're sitting there and you're like, and then he does it. I'm going, God dang this guy. You know? When is he going to do this? And then you think, now why did they pick him to teach this? They could have picked anybody to teach this. But you end up making things, because you're teaching the basics, but you end up making the basics a lot of fun. And then you start paying attention, because I'm an old tech geek and I'm an old, you know, I'm a super geek. I'm a computer programmer and all that stuff. And it's like you start speaking these new languages like funnels and all that. And people come into it from all walks of life. And I was in Tennessee in February or January, whenever we were there. And I'm watching these people run up to you and you're and they're just like, you know, they're super fans of yours.
Yeah.
And you're managing to walk them into a new world and break the fear of that new world.
Yeah.
And they're not scared anymore. And did you think when you got into this, this is the journey you were going on? Did you think, I'm gonna lead this pack. It's okay. You know, just throw them on my back. I got them. Or did you think, oh my God, these people are following me. What am I gonna do now?
It's more the latter. You know, I actually don't. I got to be honest with you, the being in the public eye has been very hard for me personally. This will not sound accurate, but I was extremely, I wasn't shy. I just had no confidence, even into my mid-20s. I'm 32 now. And even when I was 25, I mean, when I graduated high school, I got congratulated by my teachers that they could hear me audibly. I just was very, very quiet, was very... And it was only when I started working for Russell, frankly, and he was like, you got to start publishing. I was like, no. And finally, I decided to just kind of take the jump and go for it, that I found my voice and I started getting confidence in my voice. And by episode 120, I was finally confident to share opinions and share my voice. And it was just this thing that's grown. And so it's still something I'm uncomfortable with. I have love for the thing. And the audience just kind of came with it. I was like, all right, you know, and I still like it. It's still great, but it's like, it has been hard. I mean, I literally go to therapy and do a ton of self-work. I do so much stuff because it's not my natural shtick. I'm not an introvert, but I'm also not like an extrovert, blah, blah, blah. The reason I do that in the One Funnel Away Challenge is because it's a state control trick and it breaks people's patterns and it makes them wake up. Like, we're going to talk about marketing. Some people, that's the most boring subject on the planet. And I got to make it so that it's, and some people it's really exciting, but few think it's exciting, you know? And so I got to make it interesting and digestible and, you know, so, but yeah, the whole following piece, it was not something that, I mean, there's more part of me now. It's been like, you know what? Yeah, the big following is fun, but I still have a hard time.
But okay, before we get any further, we got to talk about a couple of things that you just said. One, there's going to be tons of people out there that know they've got a market. You just have to, if you got a business, unless you're just selling to your cousin, you got a market. But they're terrified of doing exactly what you and I are doing right now, sitting in front of this camera. They don't want to do it for whatever the reason is. How'd you get past it? How did you end up starting to do it? Russell said you needed to do it. You didn't just get up and go, okay, I'm going to do it. How did you do it?
I actively fought it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a trick. You just got to agree that you're going to be bad. You're going to agree that it's that being bad is what it takes to get good. So that's really not a trick. You know, I remember, I mean, I've now published probably like 700 episodes, you know, across my shows. I'm working on my fifth show now, you know, and it's funny, this weaknesses the strengths, you know, and that's kind of what that's turned into. But it's really been, I didn't know this, but consistent talking and publishing and learning to, that can be marketing, and it certainly helps with your marketing. But really what publishing did for me, like I said, is it first helped me grow up and figure out what I wanted before I was able to really use it as a platform to market my products. And so this, I think if people just sit back and they recognize and realize, like, you know what, like, I'm just going to be bad for a while. I'm just like my 2-year-old was really bad at walking for a bit, but I'm not going to make her feel bad over it. You know, it's like the exact same thing. If you're a kid in marketing, treat yourself like a kid in marketing and have the same kind of empathy for yourself over it, I think.
You know, this show is a little bit different. I know you do a lot of podcasts. You've got a lot of shows on the internet. And this show's a little bit different in the sense that it's traditional television that happens to air on the internet, that happens to be extrapolated and put on as a podcast later. So there's a lot of viewers. We get somewhere in the neighborhood of 500,000 viewers, you know, a week that don't do this thing. They go and they post on Instagram. They post on Facebook. They say hi to their cousin, you know, on FaceTime. They have no idea what you're talking about. So can you just take like 2 minutes and explain, what do you mean by publishing? What the heck's a funnel? And what's this thing you guys call a ladder?
Totally get it. Totally get it. Yeah, you know, when I first started this game, it actually, I was very bad. It took me, I went back and I recounted probably about a year ago. Took me 34 product tries over 5 years. Any sane person would have gotten a job by then, right? Like, just throw it in the towel. I mean, I've been going at it a long time and a lot of failures, very painful for a lot of number of years. And it all started when I couldn't feed my family for a little while, you know, back when I was married and I couldn't feed my new bride at the time. And I mean, it was painful. And I was in college and I asked my dad for money and I said, hey, we got these student loans coming in, and thankfully it's easy to get student loans in this country, but that's neither good nor bad, different conversation, but these student loans are coming in. Right. And I was like, dad, they're not going to be here for a few weeks. We're going to run out of money like next week. Like, I am not going to be able to feed her or me. And I said, could you just float me some cash? We know it's on the way. I'll pay you back as soon as it comes. And he said something to me that changed my life. I remember exactly where I was standing. I was on the phone with him. I was pacing in a circle on a room in campus in college. And he said, I'm the oldest of 6 kids. So this is kind of setting precedence a little bit, right? I'm leaving the nest there. Right. And he goes, son, no. He says, if I give you this money now, you will not exhaust the resources you didn't know you had. Click. And it was a love, but it was not fun love. And he said, suck it up, right? And said, figure out a way to get it done. And would he actually have bailed me out? I'm sure. But what he did, though, was he helped me put my own back against the wall in a way that most human beings are not willing to do. And you behave in a way that you are not willing to do otherwise. And so what you end up doing, like, it's been shown that environment is what creates real change, not willpower. Willpower is like a muscle that gives out.
Right.
So if I can place myself in environments that are not always fun, but are hyper growth zone, I get a lot more done than the average human being in a very short span of time. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. So I started launching all these products and I didn't know what I was doing. I was terrible at it. And nothing was working. Maybe some minute successes here and there. I don't really know how we made it through those first few weeks, but we did. I'm alive. and I think the loan came in early. All right. But it got me going, and I started launching stuff, and I did real estate and I did diamonds and I sold things online. I wrote eBooks. I did door-to-door sales. I was a telemarketer. I did sales on affiliate marketing sales, selling other people's products. I launched, I mean, it was just this gambit, just kind of spaghetti on the wall. Like, what happens for the next 5 years? And so while I was in marketing classes, I was not sleeping. I did not sleep much of college because I was launching stuff like crazy. And slowly stuff started happening. And I'd realized, like, wait, don't do that again. Next one, okay, do that. Now do that again. Don't do that. And what I started learning was that what most entrepreneurs struggle with is this single question. They walk around and they ask themselves, what should I sell? What should I sell? What should I sell? Right. And it's like this whip. And they're like, it's almost like this thing they'll abuse themselves with. Oh, I can't get any good ideas. Why can't I have a great idea? Like, that was a good idea. Oh, I had that idea. How come I didn't launch it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And nothing happened in as far as my wallet getting fatter until I changed the question.
Hi, are you a business owner, an entrepreneur, or starting your own business and wish you had an opportunity to sit down with an expert in your field? Well, check your local listings and watch Expert Talk with Tego. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price. With our fast turnaround times and a quality of work that can't be beat. We look forward to working with you.
Well, hey, what are you doing up here in space? Oh, I know, you're looking for some airtime for your show. But you don't know where to look, do you? Well, we can help you with that. See, Glitzy can get your show on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. Sounds good? Oh, well, of course it does. See, they offer a free consultation too, so contact them right away. Gutsy TV Network, your pathway to the stars. GetGutsy.com.
I'm a big believer that questions invite revelation. Change the question, get a different answer. So I was asking, what should I sell? When what I should have been asking was, who do I want to sell? And it wasn't until I changed that question that everything shifted. Who do I want to sell? And I was probably like 13 tries in, you know. Wow. It was rough. It really hurt my self-esteem. I had a heart. It was at that phase that everyone knows about where like, hey, you're a millionaire yet? And you're like, it's on the way, you know, like totally broke. You know what I mean? Like, be quiet, you know. I call it the shut up check. You're trying to get your shut up checks. You can show everyone who's telling you it's not going to work, you know. And so what I started recognizing though is like, I have to first ask, who do I want to sell? Figure out what problems they're experiencing, not my problems. And then I just create the product, the solution to their problem. And there's a lot more to it. I have a massive framework now for it. I could take a product and a sales message and just automate it. And we call that a funnel, a sales funnel. It's nothing more than a sales letter that sells the thing they're going to go buy. And instead of me, like when I was doing door-to-door sales, I was the funnel. I said the message and I had the product. And so I was the funnel. All we do on the internet, funnels aren't new. It's just a way of taking my message and the thing I sell and automating it on web pages. And so I started realizing that I could go do that and just get these automated sales, literally like the cliche thing on the beach, you know, while I'm selling, while I'm sleeping, while I'm whatever. And when I started learning how to do that, so we call it a sales funnel. And when I started learning to do that skill set, and start solving legitimate problems for my dream customers, everything shifted. So hopefully it made sense.
It made sense to me. So what I got from that is you can be a regular person and you can actually make a difference in this world. You can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a dream. It's not just, well, if you know the right person or if you got a trust fund or you inherited from the right great aunt who left you this estate. You just work hard and figure it out and figure out who your target market is first.
Yeah.
And not your target product. Because you're right, we do. When we start out, we go, this is the coolest widget ever.
Yeah.
And then you try to figure out who the heck to sell it to.
Crushes more businesses than ever.
Wait, you go, now what to do? Which brings me into something else. You have a show or had a show that was all about MLMs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's everybody's biggest nightmare. My sister, my cousin, my brother is going to come and sell me something. But you created an actual show that helps people figure that out.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I mean, that's just like inviting trouble, isn't it?
Is it? Or is there so much emotion there already that I can ride it?
Really?
Well, I mean, some of the listeners are watching or watchers of this now might have heard of a concept called red ocean, blue ocean, meaning I'm going to go sell something that's blue. Red is that it's really competitive. There's sharks in the water, so it's bloody. It's so competitive. I have to take razor thin profits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this romance of this idea that we have red ocean, blue ocean. Let's go sell where there's blue waters. And that's, it makes sense in theory. It's a little bit rough to pull off. And what I started realizing was that the red oceans are gifts because they are educating people for me. And so I don't need to, education costs money, right? And we know that it takes, what, 10 years to educate a marketplace how to use a new product, like the iPhone. I mean, like, think about how long, the first time you ever picked up an iPhone, you're like, how do I make a phone call?
Like, where's
this
the buttons?
Look like a phone. Yeah. Like, where do I text? You know, like, it takes a while. It takes money and time to educate a marketplace on something that is truly blue and new. I was like, well, what, how can I just shortcut that? Like, what if instead I just learn to still sell in the very, very hyper red competitive oceans and marketplaces? And so the benefit and the gift, right? So go back to the framework I was talking about before. What is the problem that everyone in, so I sell a lot of products, not just in network marketing, but in that one, since we all know the example, what is the biggest complaint people have about network marketing? You just said it, like, it's like friends and family. And I'm going to go bug the heck out of people who have no interest, but there are still tens of millions of people in America that do. So how do I talk to them who do believe that it can work, who do actually make it work? And I was like, well, I just need to switch my who. I need to switch my dream customer. And so what I went and ended up doing was creating some auto systems that found those people, auto sold them, auto trained and put them in my downline. And then they could use the exact same thing to go do it again, using the power of funnels, automating them. Instead of me doing a home party meeting, message and offer, right? I'm the delivery of the funnel. Let's just actually put those things on the internet. And it worked
like
really
a modern
well
day Tupperware.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we can just clone it out for all these different things. And it's made, I mean, it's made a lot of money with that now. So but it's the same principle across all products, digital, physical. We did this for toilet paper sales once. We did it for visas into Australia. We did it for, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're selling. It's marketing. It's sales. And the mistake people make is that they think that, well, it's got to be a digital thing. He's only selling consulting. It's because they have a physical. It doesn't matter. We've sold for, when I worked at ClickFunnels, for ClickFunnels is a funnel building software. They're the first ones to create a software for funnels. I was the lead funnel builder at ClickFunnels for 2 years. And I mean, we built hundreds of sales funnels over there for the most random companies. And it doesn't matter what you're selling. It works for sales. If you need leads or sales, they work.
I know you got to go soon, but I want people to know you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk. I mean, you made your first million in less than 13 months. I mean, that's just crazy. There are people that have been trying to make their first million in 60 years and they haven't done it yet.
Yeah,
and
you're
on this journey now to make what, 10 million? How are you, like, close? Are you getting close to it?
Yeah, so it's, first million is in 13 months. This is not an income claim, by the way.
I know. I just
claimer disclaimer.
I just want people to know that you really are doing what you say you're doing.
Yeah, the first million was in 13 months. The next was 7 months after that. The next million was in a day. That was nuts. And then we're past 6 million in 2.5 years, and it's going well. It's largely automated stuff. I think that's the weird part, and it's by going through a lot of the principles I've gone through now. So yeah, it's.
And you're a young guy. I mean, you're in your early 30s. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What are you doing in 10 years?
You know, like when you buy a house and you're making payments, and just by living in the house, sometimes the value can just create equity out of thin air. Companies are the same way. And like, I know someone's going to be like, well, duh, Steven, but I'm in a spot now where I'm trying to figure out what houses or companies cause equity in a market when you sell them out of thin air. So I'm trying to figure out like the next, I think it's going to be in SaaS. I think it'll be in SaaS, the software.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure yet. We'll figure it out.
I want to thank you, sir. I know that you have to go, but you are absolutely amazing. I am a fan. I'm a follower. I will be watching your career, and you are doing what you have to do. That is amazing. Plus, you're a capitalist pig.
I am. Oink. Yeah. Unapologetically.
Steve Larson, I can't think of a better way to kick off season two. Young man, entrepreneur, veteran, started in his 20s, building his way down his trailblazing road. He's changing people's lives. He's changing his life. Who knows where he'll be in 20, heck, 5 years. He's done so much and is doing so much more. I'm bringing entrepreneurs that are doing it their way. They started from scratch and they're building amazing futures. They're reaching their target audiences. They're bringing products and services we've never even heard of before. But we're hearing about them now in this new normal. Opportunities are now here. So I'm so glad you joined me today. I hope you keep joining, because guess what? We're going to keep sharing. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.